Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, April 22nd. Currently with fair skies, it is 46 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is southwest at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.90. The dew point is 39 degrees, and the current wind chill is 40 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A woman is recovering in Kansas City after being shot. Brandon Dixon reports.
Cops say the victim was shot pulling into a parking garage on the Country Club Plaza Saturday night. Happened on 45th and Main Street at the Marriott parking garage. The woman was taken to the hospital with minor non-life-threatening injuries, and police have not provided any suspect information. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Jonathan and Reginald Carr are convicted of abusing and terrorizing and killing several people during a week-long crime spree in December of 2000. The brothers were sentenced to death in 2002. After direct appeals were exhausted, the Kansas Supreme Court sent the cases back to Sedgwick County. The next step is for indirect appeal, and that resentencing hearing will happen today. The attorneys are expected to argue for a new motion for a new sentencing hearing. The state has filed responsive pleadings in each case opposing the Carr brothers' requests for resentencing. More will be known today. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The U.S. Department of Agriculture unveiled a new online livestock indemnity program, or LIP, decision tool, and farm loan resources available to agriculture producers and cooperators who help producers access USDA disaster assistance, farm loans, and other federal farm programs. The new LIP tool and the farm loan informational video resources were developed in partnership with FarmRaise and USDA's Farm Service Agency, and these tools are now available at farmraise.com/USDA-FSA. FarmRaise Incorporated has created an online educational hub called Farm Service Agency 101, comprised of videos and resources that enable cooperators and the agriculture producers they serve to learn about and access major FSA programs. The newly launched LIP decision tool assists livestock producers who suffered losses from eligible adverse weather events and other causes of loss, as well as cooperators who are helping disaster-impacted livestock producers navigate available federal disaster assistance programs. The optional decision tool gives producers guidance on what is needed to gather and submit required loss documentation, reducing the amount of time needed to complete applications and enabling FSA county office staff to deliver much-needed assistance faster. Using this tool, however, is not an application for benefits or a determination of eligibility. Through use of the LIP tool, livestock producers can provide supporting documentation, inventory numbers, and loss numbers of FSA county offices. Doing so in advance of the initial county office visit will help FSA staff service customers more effectively and efficiently. Producers will also need to complete an application for LIP assistance and, upon request, may be asked to provide additional supporting documentation. For more information, you can visit farmraise.com/USDA-FSA. The unemployment rate in most of Northwest Kansas remains low at 3.1% or less for March, with the exception of Trigo County, which is at 3.7%. Locally, Decatur County was at 2.6%, Phillips County, 2.4%, Graham County, 3.1%, Sheridan County, 2.4%, and Norton County, 2.3%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.7% for Kansas in March. This is unchanged from 2.7% in February and unchanged from 2.7% in March of 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 6,400 from February, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 5,500 over the month, while government increased by 900. Since March 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 21,800, and this change is due to an increase of 16,400 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,400 government jobs. Governor Kelly vetoed a bill on Friday, Bayne's Law, the Police Dog Protection Act, that would have increased penalties for harming police dogs. Bayne's Law would have required a minimum of 90 days in prison and a $10,000 fine for anyone found guilty of harming a police dog. However, Governor Kelly said while the bill's intentions are commendable, she called for further evaluation and study of the legislation. She said first, House Bill 2583 imposes mandatory minimum sentences that disregard important factors that should be left to the discretion of a judge through the regular sentencing process. Second, the mandatory sentences are out of line with other more severe crimes without justification for why that's required. And third, while the requirement for a psychological evaluation and anger management program are important, the same standard is not applied to many other heinous crimes. Kansas Republicans called the governor's veto heartbreaking and vowed to override her decision. Bayne, a member of the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department, was killed while attempting to apprehend a fugitive, Kaylon Kirkwood, who was arrested in Bayne's death. He was accused of strangling Bayne while Bayne was attempting to coax Kirkwood from a storm drain. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol and other local officers have arrested two people following a pursuit in Omaha. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, at approximately 11:55 p.m. on Friday, troopers spotted a Pontiac Grand Prix traveling on Interstate 80 with no license plates, and the trooper then attempted a traffic stop. However, the vehicle fled at a high rate of speed. The trooper was in a brief pursuit before contacting the Omaha Police Department's ABLE 1. And ABLE 1 gave the units on the ground the location where the vehicle stopped, near 153rd and Monroe Street. The two occupants fled, jumping over fences, and eventually entered a residence on Drexel Street. Officers from the OPD, Papillion PD, and La Vista PD contacted residents of the home that were not involved in the incident. The Nebraska State Patrol said the two occupants were found hiding in the attic of the house, and both refused to exit until troopers deployed pepper balls. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, the driver, D'Angelo Williams, who's 19, of Omaha, was arrested for willful reckless driving, flight to avoid arrest, traffic violations, and obstructing a peace officer. The passenger, an 18-year-old female, was arrested for obstructing a peace officer, and both were lodged in the Douglas County Jail. Drivers across the country will be able to fill up with higher ethanol blends this summer, as on Friday, the Environmental Protection Agency issued an emergency waiver allowing the sale of gasoline that's 15% ethanol year-round. The waiver is intended to shield the United States from the effects of conflicts in Europe and the Middle East on the gasoline supply. E15 sales are usually prohibited in the summer because of the potential of increased ozone pollution. The Nebraska Ethanol Board welcomed the decision and said Nebraskans can save about 10 cents a gallon when they use E15 instead of E10. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska also supports the waiver, but said the change should be permanent. She said it's time to end the uncertainty and ensure that families across the country have consistent access to a biofuel that will lower prices at the pump. A Lincoln man is facing a slew of felony charges after being arrested on Thursday. At around 10:30 a.m., the Lincoln-Lancaster County Narcotics Task Force prepared to serve search warrants at an apartment and a house in Lincoln. 39-year-old Torrance Terry lived at both homes and was suspected of selling fentanyl and other drugs, according to the arrest affidavit. Investigators saw Terry leave the apartment near 27th and Y Streets and followed him to a doctor's office, where he was taken into custody. An authority searched his vehicle, finding 11.7 grams of marijuana and $435. Investigators later searched the apartment and discovered 420 fentanyl pills, 42.7 grams of cocaine, and other drug paraphernalia. Authorities also seized a loaded revolver that was reported stolen in 2021. Terry is a convicted felon and barred from owning any weapons. Investigators searched the home near 50th and Sumner Streets and found suspected cocaine residue, a small amount of marijuana, and more drug paraphernalia. Terry was charged with six felonies, including possession of a stolen firearm. A Lancaster County judge set Terry's bond at $400,000, and he must pay $40,000 to be released from jail. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Kansas Director Christy Davis announced that the USDA is partnering with Reinvestment Fund to help organizations strengthen local food financing programs and improve access to healthy foods in rural Kansas. Affordable, fresh, and healthy food should be available regardless of where you live, according to Davis. She said the USDA is working to strengthen local and regional food systems so affordable, locally grown foods are available closer to home. Reinvestment Fund has selected Kansas State University's Kansas Healthy Food Initiative Partnership to receive a $3 million grant under the Healthy Food Financing Initiative, Local and Regional Healthy Food Financing Partnership Programs to expand access to nutritious and affordable foods. The announcement is part of a larger national announcement that includes projects in 19 other states in Washington, D.C. The details of the Kansas projects includes that a $2,997,242 grant will help Kansas State University's Kansas Healthy Food Initiative, a public-private partnership that aims to increase access to affordable, healthy food to improve the health and economic development of Kansans and their communities. Other partnership organizations include Network Kansas, IFF, Kansas Health Foundation, and the Food Trust. To learn more, you can visit usda.gov. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages Kansas job seekers and employers seeking new talent to participate in this month's virtual statewide job fair hosted by KansasWorks. The job fair will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Wednesday, April 24th. Tolan said as companies look to Kansas as a place to expand their work, they're continuing to see an influx of workforce opportunities. And he encourages every Kansan who's looking to expand their skills or professional development to sign up for the virtual job fair and see what employers across the state have to offer. The virtual job fair portal will include helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview, and candidates can participate through any digital device. Any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. And to register, you can visit KansasWorks.com. Norton Blue Jay head track coach Chris Delamont reported that on April 16th, they traveled to Plainville for the Plainville Invitational. He said the wind was a factor for Norton's athletes at the Plainville meet, and the pole vault was canceled due to high winds making for unsafe vaulting conditions. Coach said overall they managed the conditions well and ended up setting 16 personal bests in individual events. And Norton's boys, 4x100 team, ran their fastest time of the season. He said as coaches, they know that these were not ideal conditions, but it was good practice in inclement weather, and there's a good chance they will get high wind conditions at a meet again this year. The team results for this meet include for the boys, Norton placing first with 98 points, Plainville placing second with 95 points, and Trigo placing third with 59 points. After the girls, TMP placed first with 107 points. Ellis placed second with 106 points. And Norton placed third with 101 points. On April 19th, the track team traveled to Phillipsburg for the Phillipsburg Invitational. And Coach Delamont said the Phillipsburg meet was the coldest conditions that they've had to compete in this season. And though they felt like setting 21 personal bests was a good sign that their athletes can handle the weather and still perform well. He said a big benefit was that this meet allowed them to have unlimited entries and multiple relay teams, which let them get performance marks on the entire team. The team results for this meet includes for the boys, Norton placing first with 105.75 points, tying with Phillipsburg with 105.75 points, and Smith Center placing third with 95 points. For the girls' teams, Beloit placed first with 213 points, Norton placed second with 115 points, and Russell placed third with 73 points. Memorial services for Alan Ward, 63 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday, April 26th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Interment will follow in the Clayton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Alan Ward Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be biscuits and gravy, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shaved turkey, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 79 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and midnight. Otherwise, tonight it should be partly cloudy with a low around 43. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 71 and a north wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a 40% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 41. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 68 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 71. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 75 and breezy. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 75. And on Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 70 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 71%. The wind speed is southwest at 14 with gusts to 21 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.90. The dew point is 39 degrees. And the current wind chill is 42 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chiefs GM Brett Veach spoke to the media on Friday and says they have to look at the draft differently because of how late they pick.
The draft in general has some positional depth, although it is funny when we're looking at the numbers and the general consensus is this is a deep O-line class or this is a deep D-line class or what have you. It's not necessarily true for us, I think, sometimes because like for the tackle position, I think once you get past like pick 35 or 40, most of those guys are gone. So if you're picking in the top 10, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking in the top 15, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking 32 and 64, you got a shot maybe here or there. So I think that goes into the additional work we put in and putting a strategy together and what guys might be worth a move depending on how it all plays out and, you know, what other positions are going to provide top end value if an O-lineman or receiver isn't there. And, you know, do you go corner? Do you go defensive line? I think that there are some interesting pockets there. I think the good thing is like every year, there's a lot of good players and it's just a matter of working on our board, our system, given the picks we have and, you know, the potential moves we can make.
The draft is set to begin Thursday night and run through Saturday afternoon. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have a deep low-pressure system over south-central Canada, a disturbance spinning out over the northern Rockies, and a ridge building into the central plains. Meanwhile, another trough of low pressure is over the eastern slope of the Rockies, bringing in some windy weather today, with some south-to-southwest winds gusting from 25 to 45 miles per hour. A wind advisory in effect for parts of central and northeast Kansas. Temperatures in the 70s today. We have some light rain that could develop by Wednesday. Stronger trough coming into the western part of the country Thursday through Saturday that may increase our chance of severe weather. In northwestern Kansas today, sunny and breezy with a high in the upper 70s. Temperatures near 80 in north central Kansas. Windy and 72 in the northeast part of the state. Sunny and breezy in southwestern Kansas with a high 85. Tonight's low in the mid-40s. And in south-central Kansas, windy and warmer today with a high 75. Southeastern Kansas, sunny and windy again today with a high near 70, 52 degrees tonight. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, of course, coming off of the cattle on feed report on Friday, placements number down 12%. Marketing's number down 14%, but with two less marketing days, I think a fair amount of that was built into the market, but nonetheless, it's probably going to mean for a lower opening, both on the cattle and even on the hog side. Now, on to the grains, where we had a fairly quiet night overall, the lack of new information into the market, wheat futures up 5 to 6, corn futures steady to a half cent lower, and soybean futures down 3. Some moisture in areas of the winter wheat belt, but still a lot of concerns that it's not getting a full amount as far as the moisture that is needed. This is the Kansas Ag Network.